a man that I am very excited to speak to. I follow him on social media, as you should, on Instagram, and it's just his name, and that is Dodger prospect James Outman, who was just recently added to the Dodgers 40-man roster. James, happy new year and congratulations for a step closer to the major leagues.
Hey, David, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, I'm happy to share you with the people, a proud Cal State Sacramento alum right here.
Yep. Yeah, I had a great time over there.
James, you really got your name on the internet and on social media after having such a great Arizona Fall League. Can you just talk about how things seem to come together for you in 2021 and really culminated in that Arizona Fall League?
Yeah, I mean, I had high expectations for myself coming into the 2021 season, part of that due to, you know, missing the 2020 season with the minor leagues. And, you know, I was really, really trying to hit the ground running. So, you know, once I started to gain a little bit of momentum, I didn't want to lose it. So, you know, I just tried to step on the gas, stay on it. I think a lot of it, you know, is having, you know, that full season under my belt, knowing what to expect. And then the other half was, you know, missing COVID. You know, I missed that year. So I felt like I really needed to make up for lost time. And I think I just, you know, was able to carry that momentum out a little bit.
How did you keep yourself afloat during 2020 and the strange year with no minor league season?
I was trying to be as creative as I could. We were going to a family friend's backyard and sweeping out the cage that hadn't been used in 10 years and firing up the pitching machine and hitting in there when I could, going to local parks, hitting in their cages, driving out to Sacramento, hitting there. So I was just trying to stay creative with whatever I could do.
I'm picturing you in the Cal Fields right outside the Cal Palace Arco Arena up there in Sacramento. Is that where you were taking batting practice?
No, I was. We were getting on a local field out there, me and my scout that drafted me, Tom Kunis. But so we were able to, you know, coordinate stuff with some of the other local guys to get some work in and training, which I think really helped a lot because I didn't really miss any at-bats. I didn't miss as many at-bats as I could have, that's for sure.
Yeah, sounds like you really did get creative. James Outman, outfield prospect for the Dodgers, just added to the 40-man roster, which means, James, you know, you are another very big step closer to contributing to the Dodgers after being drafted back in 2018 out of Cal State Sacramento in the seventh round. Do you feel like this is becoming more real where you're preparing now for the possibility that at some point the Dodgers are going to need you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big step, but, you know, the end goal isn't for me to make it on the 40-man roster. The end goal is for me to be a big leaguer for as long as I can. So, you know, I'm obviously very grateful for the opportunity. Thank you to the Dodgers and everybody. But I'm still looking with my eyes at the end of the road.
James, at Arizona Fall League, I mentioned how you really made a name for yourself, I guess. Is that because of the competition level at the Fall League? There's a lot of scouts. The GMs are all out there. But from what I understand, it's the cream of the crop that get invited to play in the Fall League, including yourself.
Yeah, it was good competition out there. You know, facing some really good arms, my teammates, you know, really good players out there. And I think, you know, just being around all those really high caliber players, I was holding myself to a much higher standard than, you know, maybe I would have been holding myself to before.
I look at what you did and the numbers really don't say everything, James, but can you just speak about your approach to hitting? Are you a big guy that, I mean, no minor leaguer or any major leaguer wants to strike out a lot, but what's your approach to hitting and to be a successful hitter? Is it trying to minimize strikeouts? How do you approach hitting?
I'm trying to do damage, so I'm just trying to hit the ball as hard as I possibly can. Obviously, while staying in control and everything like that. But I'm looking to hit the ball really, really hard and then see where it goes. You know, it's not necessarily I'm trying to hit a home run or I'm trying to hit a ground ball. I'm just trying to hit it really hard and be on time. And I think that's the biggest thing is timing.
At this point in time in your career, I mean, do you have a two-strike approach? Is there such a thing anymore in baseball where I hear Justin Turner talk about having different clubs in your bag for different counts, different situations? Mm-hmm. Is that something that young players acknowledge and are embracing, or is that something of the past?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely, if you didn't adjust it within your at bat, it would be a you wouldn't be very successful. I think a big part of it is knowing what kind of player you are and how you contribute to the team. And then on top of that, you need to understand the situation. You know, say there's nobody on, nobody out, you know, that's going to be a different scenario than a guy on third with one out, you know, and you have two strikes in both situations. It's just depending on the situation, I think, you know, learning the game and learning yourself, you can really affect the game if you can understand those things.
James, you sound like a very self-assured person. Do you know who you are as a player, and when did you come to terms with knowing who you are as a player and what's going to make you successful and get you to the big leagues?
I think that you need to know who you are for sure. Every guy is going to be different, but also at the same time, everyone's trying to do the same thing. So, I'm trying to do damage, you know, and that's not necessarily hit a home run, but I'm trying to hit the ball hard, and other guys might be doing something else. So I think that learning who I am just comes with me trying to get better, and I'm still learning, obviously. I'm not a big leaguer yet, so I'm still learning, and even when I am, I'm going to be continuing to learn. But I think just trying to grow in every day, you know, in your everyday routine and everything, get better every day, you'll be able to learn who you are much better. And I think if you can continue to do that, that'll carry you on throughout your career.
James, who was your biggest influence growing up? Was it your dad? Did you have anybody that really took you under their wing to help you get to this level?
Oh, I've had so many influences. You know, just every single person, you know, that's coached me, you know, giving me little tidbits. And I think the biggest thing is just love for the game. You know, if you love playing, it's going to be really good. So, you know, if I sat here and named every single name, it would be a never ending list. But I think a love for sports really came from my grandpa, who's, you know, grew up a baseball fan, grew up a basketball fan, loves football. So, you know, his admiration of sports has helped me, you know, kind of have that same passion too.
You are a Northern California kid, and we'll overlook that because you wear Dodger blue now. But I'm afraid to ask who you grew up rooting for when you were growing up. And I'm concerned that you may say the Giants. And I'm also concerned you may say you were a Sacramento Kings fan when Shaq and Kobe were going up against them in the 2000s.
Yeah, so I mean, I grew up a Giants fan, you know, going to the Giants games, but I love being a Dodger now, and, you know, I wouldn't change anything for the world.
Yeah, no doubt. And the Dodgers are very lucky to have you, James Outman. I can't wait to see that hair in person. I'm looking at your mugshot on Baseball Reference here. Man, that's an impressive. I haven't seen that type of hair since DJ Peters.
Yeah, DJ, another he's actually from Nevada, but he was another guy that was drafted by the same scout. So, maybe he influenced me a little bit.
You're not going to cut it like he did, right? Is that part of the Outman, persona, your hair? Do you feel like you get some confidence out of hair, having your hair like that?
I wouldn't say it's confidence, but I feel like at this point it's kind of my thing.
I love it. I love it. Hey, you know, sometimes you see people on social media and they're completely different in person, but James Outman, as you can hear, is a true, humble person. And you see that on social media. You could follow him on Instagram, at James Outman. He's not self-promoting. He's just showing his love for baseball once in a while. And can't wait to meet you in person, James. Hopefully this lockout ends sooner rather than later so we could see you at Camelback Ranch.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks a lot for the time, James. Continued success. And if you need somebody to shag for you during the lockout, let me know.
All right, I will. You'll be the first to know.
Thanks, James. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Thanks, David.